Hola, cream of the crop creepos. Welcome to another bonus episode of the Creep Off. It's a scum stream. We got a little pedo hunter theater lined up for you.
Wow. Jam-packed bonus show today.
Give yourself a bell.
I'm very excited about
it. Oh, we don't have a bell.
I know. Am I the only guy in all of podcasting that doesn't have a ding? He's so disappointed in me. God damn it. I've let you down again.
I guess it works.
I've let you down again, Vinny. This is all I've been doing lately is letting you down.
Oh, no. You've entertained me a great deal this week.
You know what I watched last night?
No.
So you know how Vice had put out that two-part series about shock jocks?
I bought it. I bought it on the Apple thing so I could watch it whenever. I watched it the other morning.
Did you watch part two yet?
I watched both.
Okay. The end of part two. It is sloppily put together. When you actually know a lot about a subject and then you see a doc on it, you're like, oh, this is just... They're just handpicking little things here and there. It's not really the true story at all. Because at the end, they're trying to paint this thing that, like, Opie's gone to shit, Anthony's gone to shit, and Howard's still reigning supreme. It's like, well,
I guess. I mean, Howard's doing better than Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, he's making the most money, but no one cares.
By every metric, he's doing better.
Oh, I disagree. Watch a Howard Stern episode or watch the Anthony Cumia show and you tell me which is more entertaining. I can't even listen to Howard Stern.
Hold on a second. Agreed. That's not the question.
No, it is, because
okay,
you go by
every metric. Yeah. Okay, I didn't ask you who's putting out the better product.
Yeah.
That's not in question.
But what's nuts is...
I'm saying, like, if we're comparing paychecks, comparing listeners, even on that Sirius XM that nobody gives a shit about, when you buy a car, they give it to you for free.
Right.
Somebody turns on Howard Stern.
Sure. Somebody does. So, the crazy part about this is they're using Stuttering John to explain what happened to Anthony. And John obviously has a whole agenda that he's using behind this. And Vice is just like, okay, yeah, let's just get this guy's opinion. So, at the very end of the show, they're showing how Anthony's lost it. He's a crazy racist, and he's the worst guy ever to exist. And then they show the Danny Brand video of him and his girlfriend having a fight in his living room, which
right.
I'm like, how do they clear something like that?
Yeah, I don't know how you're allowed to put that on television.
I don't know how you're allowed to put that on television. That's a private moment in someone's house. Seems nuts to me. But John's the one who told them about it.
Was it released as part of like the case? Did the state release it?
Maybe. I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of.
But...
So John's the one who tipped them to this.
Yeah.
So John gets them to play that. And then John says, and he also put out tweets about my trans kid.
Yeah, it went from the Danny Brand video to, he was goofing on my kids.
But this is the thing I want to point out.
Yeah.
And I will be pointing this out for, I might call Anthony's show next week because I want to talk to him about this. This proves that it's not that big a deal if John is willing to put that exact tweet that he got so upset about. I can't believe Anthony would put this tweet out. That's my kid. He doesn't want to be famous. How could he do such a thing? And then John himself puts it on television. The exact tweet that's so offensive, it's going to ruin his kid's life.
Well,
and Anthony's the biggest piece of shit ever. So now what John is saying is he'd rather get over on Anthony than to do something to protect his own kid.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. That's what he just said. He's a piece of shit. That makes Sorry Johnny a piece of shit.
What he's trying to do is show everybody how extreme
right.
he feels Anthony's transformation was.
Yes.
He was trying to point the finger at
by
the cesspool
using his own son.
Of ridiculousness.
By using his own trans son.
Cesspool of ridiculousness. Carl.
Yes.
Cesspool.
He's out of the game. He's out of it. Well, we'll just do two more, maybe three more weeks of it, and then I'm out.
Listen, you ever, get out of the hot tub? And then you're like, it's cold out here.
Yeah, you get back in.
You get back in the hot tub sometimes.
Yeah, you're like, wait a second. I was way more comfortable when I was in that hot tub.
I had to cool off for a second.
Yeah.
But man.
I think I'd rather be in that hot tub. It's hot, but it's nice.
Maybe I'll just wade it up to my calves. Maybe I'll just put my little legs in.
I feel like you're not really understanding the point that I just made, though.
Oh, I heard you.
Okay.
Oh, I heard you.
Okay.
I'm just sandbagging you.
No, that's fine. I always enjoy these conversations where you've got your own thing going on. It's fine. I'm loving it. It's great. Let's move on. We got a scum.
What I'm saying to you is this. I'm saying to you is this. I can't argue with the fact that he was going for a gotcha moment.
Of course.
That's what it is.
And using his son to do
it. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure he probably was very anxious to show them that.
Oh, of course he was.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's high-fiving everyone that he sees in Cape Coral at the bar right now, telling them about it.
Slam dunk.
For sure. And that's what's so crazy about it, because you can't act like this is really detrimental to my son's mental health and then also show it on television. It can't be both. It's one or the other. So he's
yeah,
alive.
I mean, if I feel like Vice could have handled it differently too. Like Vice could have maybe.
Vice sucks. Do you know who owns Vice?
Vice does suck, but Dark Side of the Ring's been a lot of fun.
Do you know who owns Vice?
Whom?
The Saudi Arabian government. Did you know that? They got bought up.
Get the fuck
they got
out
bought
of
up
here.
By a company called MBC, which is owned by Saudi Arabia. I know. It's fucking nuts.
MBC?
MBC. Yeah. Isn't that fucking nuts?
McDowell's broadcasting.
I know. They're the fucking live golf of broadcasts, of documentaries.
Oh, shit. That is the funniest thing. I had no idea.
Because Vice used to be credible.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Vice was a big deal when it first came out. They were doing incredible journalism.
Yes. Oh, and that was the other thing, too. So many hit pieces in that fucking thing where they show Gavin McGinnis, who was the creator of Vice.
Yeah.
And like, and he started up the Proud Boys, which is this fascist, blah, blah, blah. It's like...
And this channel.
this channel. Right! You can draw that link to a lot of different fucking things.
Yeah, I know. I mean, honestly, Carl, I wasn't trying to really sandbag.
No, I know you weren't. I know.
But it's... Yeah, you're right. But he also gave it to them in hopes that they would present it properly to show the magnitude of the damage that the tweet caused.
Right.
Instead, they kind of sandwiched it in there in a very weird place because, like,
it pretty much ended the series.
Dude, there should have been a yada yada in there or something between the Danny Brand video to that.
Right.
But there wasn't. And it made it
very
weird.
And that piece of shit. Who made the Rise and Fall of Shock Jocks podcast, who's in that a lot.
Okay.
I reached out to that guy because I really enjoyed his podcast about Opie and Anthony.
Uh-huh.
He turns out to be a piece of shit. He's got an agenda. Holy shit.
I noticed.
Yeah. You noticed
it
that?
It kind of comes through, doesn't it?
Wow. He is fucking hammering Anthony specifically, but he makes fun of Opie too for getting a couple hundred views on his videos.
Yeah,
that's
they
funny.
Did dunk on Anthony or on Opie at the very end. Yeah, that was pretty good. I laughed at that part.
Yeah, that was the part I enjoyed.
I did giggle.
Maybe I have an agenda too now that I think about it. All right, let's get off this.
Let's have fun, Carl.
We're on the creep off. What are we talking about right now?
Let's talk about church creeps. On Sunday. I finally found a church I might want to go to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I found a clip for you.
Oh, nice.
My friend Kevin sent this to me.
Oh, we're doing clips already?
Yeah, I got a clip for you.
All right.
It's the Greg Locke clip. I don't know who this guy is. I don't know anything about this.
Okay.
But on his service, you know how I like pro wrestling?
I do.
Yeah, yeah. This guy taped Bibles to a baseball bat, and he does some damage to what he thinks is the problem.
Okay, let's see it.
Yeah.
The demon comes out when you expel it.
That's a Barbie Dreamhouse.
The stronghold comes down when you demolish it with the Bible.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah, baby!
Let this guy go!
That's why the Bible exists, to smash shit. All right.
Took out Barbie's dream house. This guy's awesome.
Where is this located in the physical world? I want to go to it.
Right.
Where is it?
Did I just sell you on this church?
Yes.
No clue. I know nothing about this man.
We got to figure this out. That's awesome.
I agreed. It was just sent to me, and I was like, I got to show this to Carl.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, I threw it in there. But... Did they do that at that weird church you went to?
No talk about Barbie, although the movie hadn't come out yet.
Okay.
So maybe they're on this now. I don't know.
I think
Could you imagine being this upset about Barbie? I know that like everyone who's on the right or left is taking sides on this fucking movie. Why? Who gives a shit? It's a fucking movie. But a children's toy.
I think that marketing Barbie like that is the wrong way. The great thing about Barbie is kids and little girls are going to buy them no matter what. They are branded. They are worked into the DNA of these children at this point.
Yeah, and these chicks are hot.
Make the movie. It's unnecessary because you've alienated people.
Oh,
so many businesses.
It's made $1 billion. What do you mean? They're going to make sequel after sequel after sequel. I was talking to my wife about it.
Okay, you're right.
She really wants to see the movie. And I was telling her how they've already put in the, I don't know what the terminology is, but Barbie 2 was already in the works before this movie came out. They knew it was going to be a success. She's like, there's going to be a sequel? I'm like, it made $1 billion. There's going to be 1,000 sequels. They'll be making Barbies long after we're all dead. This is a huge franchise. Fuck the MCU. It's just all Barbie now.
Oh, they fucked up the MCU.
I know.
They're on to Barbie world
now.
They're
on to Barbie now.
Okay, you're right. But either way,
and
church
was
cool.
You know what's funny about this is like Fast and the Furious, I didn't get into when that franchise was like really starting to gain momentum, like around.
You've got
to
love them by now, right?
Fast 4, Fast 5, Fast 6. And I'm like, oh, those movies are so cheesy. Holy shit, they're amazing. I love those movies.
They're ridiculous.
And I'm wondering if maybe a future Carl's going to be like, oh, God, Barbie 7? Holy shit, what a masterpiece. I don't know. Maybe.
Future Carl's going to be a Barbie fan?
Maybe. Be dressed in hot pink. Talking about Barbie. I don't know. How do we get off on this tangent?
I don't know, but.
fired up today.
I don't think it would surprise Stuttering John if you were dressing up in hot pink, being a big Barbie fan.
Oh, Lady K likes Barbie, does he?
I want, dude, listen, next time I talk to my friend John, I'm going to suggest that he gets rid of Lady K and just sticks with Cowgirl Carl, because that is just better.
That was funny when he goes, he's
dressed like a Pee Wee Herman character.
Did you see that? He goes, he's dressed like a cowgirl. I'm like, no, that's how cowgirls dress, idiot. It's a cow bikini, dressed like a cowgirl.
Cowgirl Carl, cowgirl Carl.
That one might stick.
God, I got to tell you, man. Watching that, I was just chanting, John, the leprechaun, the whole time, cheering him on. Go get him, buddy.
Oh, man.
Okay, so.
Strange alliances happening over here.
Listen, man.
Creep off. I mean, Cardiff's best friends with John. He's on the show all the time. You're best friends with John.
I have to say, very nice gentleman. Very kind to talk to.
Oh, I'm sure. I feel like this whole, we're fracturing.
All we've talked about is how he wants to have peace and love.
Well, you guys also talked about him headlining the comedy club here in Rochester.
Oh, yeah, that's in the works.
And he brought that up to me. And I go, I bet you could sell out one night.
Yeah.
We'd have you for one night. You're not doing a whole weekend. He didn't even respond
to that. Who's
this we? He didn't even respond to that. I was like, well, you wouldn't be able to like do a whole weekend, obviously.
There might be something in the works. Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows what the future will hold?
I will be there.
Do you think he would do WATP to promote it? He said he would. He'd come over here to the basement.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Would you let him in the basement?
I don't think so. I really don't want to be near that guy.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know?
I mean,
his hygiene's just not there. It's not it. His greasy hair, his long fingernails, stink lines. Just, I don't want that down here.
I mean, you let Pat Dixon sleep under your pool table for at least a week.
Pat Dixon's great. I love Pat. He can nap here anytime he wants.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, Pat's not a... Okay.
Dude, I like Cardiff down here.
Yeah, you did.
Still regret that.
Oh, my God. Still my favorite Cardiff moment of all time. Cardiff, do you need my address?
I already have it. Oh, I got it. I got it already.
Oh, fucking guy. All right, well, we're going to be here all day. Let's get through some, what are we doing?
Calhoun County, Alabama, Carl.
All right.
A Calhoun County correctional officer was arrested Saturday after he was caught stealing Pokemon cards while in uniform.
So are people surprised by this? Are we pretending that correctional officers aren't lowlifes? You know what I mean? They're just like, can you believe this correctional officer was stealing from Walmart? I'm like, well, yeah.
I absolutely believe that.
Of course
that.
I can. These people are not paid well.
One of my good friend's wife's husband is a correctional
guard. I know
guard.
Some too, yeah.
Fucking scumbags.
They deal with scumbags.
Yep. They learn all the tricks.
Right. And honestly, I looked it up. He can't afford Pokemon cards. They make $45,000 a year in Alabama. That's not a good job. So
that's fucking a great job in Alabama.
He needs... Good point. I haven't been to Alabama. I just realized...
I mean, he's flaunting his wealth and stealing Pokemon cards.
I just realized with that kind of salary, he's living next door to Shuli Igar. Like, he's in the rich part of town.
He's in Shuli's neighborhood.
Okay, good point.
I have been to Shuli's home.
You have been to Shuli's home.
It's a very nice house.
I bet it is.
It's a really nice neighborhood.
You can afford a lot of house in a place like that.
Yeah. It's a mansion.
I would say... Leaving New York City and going to that house must have been like, what the fuck have I been doing for the last 10 years? Holy shit.
Yeah.
Getting all that space. It's nice.
It's amazing that people actually want to move to New York still.
It's nuts. This is what I say. If you want to live in New York City, and some people have really good jobs. They need to live there and commute. Those people should be living in Connecticut, though.
Sure, I mean, sure.
If you have a really good job, then you buy a house in Connecticut.
I mean, if you have a mediocre job, New Jersey.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You still have a house. But... The people who move to New York, it's usually chasing a dream. They're going to become a rock star or a celebrity or something. Broadway, give it 7 years, maybe eight, and then give up and go home. It's nothing sadder.
Or teach classes. Teach comedy classes.
Oof.
You do lots of things.
Oh, nope.
You do lots of things.
Nope. Teach comedy classes. Oh, no. Okay.
Oh, I hate comedy class teachers so much.
They're the worst people.
The worst in the world. So, Walmart's loss prevention division witnessed Hardy remove several Pokemon cards from their packets and placing them into his pockets.
Why did he take them out of the packets?
Because he's cherry picking. Just steal the fucking pack.
The good ones. Okay.
Just steal the pack, dickhead.
Yeah, it would take longer, I would think, to cherry pick.
You know how conspicuous you are at that point if you're just like opening packs
opening merchandise.
Yes! Yes! Got that one.
People realize this, but when you're in a store, people are watching you. There's cameras everywhere. Soon as someone starts opening up packages, they're just like, oh, I bet this guy's not planning on paying for this shit. Let's keep an eye on him.
Yep. And then someone in plain clothes walks down to the aisle where you are, pretends to be browsing, and they're watching you, stupid.
It's hilarious.
Now, Walmart employees confronted Hardy as he attempted to leave without paying, which he fled on foot. Time to beat feet.
Yep.
Oxford police located Hardy at a nearby restaurant where he was arrested and taken to jail.
Hardy.
Oh, Hardy.
You're not making this very hard. I want to know what restaurant he was found at, because they don't say. How funny would it be if this guy's having surf and turf at like a high-end steakhouse after stealing Pokemon cards from Walmart? That'd be awesome. Let me just remove my bib, and I'll come with you, officer.
Oh, my. I don't think I'll be able to finish all this. Can we wrap this up?
Yeah, I'm going to need to take this to go.
You know, Carl, the thing about this story is that you don't have to be a corrections officer to be completely shapeable. If you're going into a store and shoplifting in your work uniform to begin with,
right,
they're going to find you, stupid.
Right. What you want to do is you want to wear a Walmart uniform. Then you're less conspicuous.
Or you want to show up in a flash mob.
Yes, that's what you do at a Target.
Yes, sir.
Blame
racism. All right, Carl, I got another fun video for you.
Okay.
But before you play it, I'm just going to give you a little heads up on what happened. This is a little bit of an older story, but when I saw it this morning, I was so happy to bring it to you because it reminded me of my dear old dumb brother who worked at a Dollar General and caught someone stealing tube socks and decided to chase them out of the store with a box cutter. To which point, that person jumped into a car that was waiting for them, and my brother tripped and fell. The car backed over his leg. He woke up in the hospital having to have a bunch of pins and stuff put into one leg, as well as his pink slip from Dollar General, because he was a dumb fucking idiot for chasing this person over socks.
There was a getaway car for tube socks?
Well, they jumped into a car, and by the time my slow-ass brother got out there, hey, get back here! That cost a dollar!
Yeah, I know. Jeez. Wait, hold on, let me look it up. Yep, it is a dollar, yes.
You forgot to pay.
Okay, so this reminded you of that.
Yes, but
tragic tale from the Paulinos.
Another Dollar General employee who fucking lost it. The video is Dollar General worker, Carl. Apparently, this guy on the bike had been shoplifting from her store.
Hold on a second. He's getting punked by this woman?
Yep.
Good on her. I realize that you don't need to take your job this seriously.
Well, I'm trying
to drove her minivan into his bicycle.
Yeah, watch that again. Watch the start of this again. This is pretty violent because
it's very violent.
Like, she sees him and she's speeding up. They said that the Dollar General that this happened at in the article is like 420 feet from this place.
Dude, how is that possible? Look at this neighborhood. It's beautiful.
Well, manicured up and around the corner.
But look at these lawns and these houses in the background. Like, this is a very nice neighborhood.
Agreed. And so this dude, he's got a basket full of shit that he shoplifted, and she's got fucking Shamu in her minivan.
Wow. Oh, that's an awesome impact. How is it worth it to get your car dented like that?
Dude, she scraped up the whole front bumper.
She's got some balls on her.
Dude, she's losing her shit. Watch as she throws his bike.
Oh, his bike is fucked.
Not that serious. This is vehicular.
Okay.
This is assault with a deadly weapon.
It's the internet. Stop censoring these fucking videos.
I had to get the video from Daily Mirror. I couldn't find a better copy.
Why are they censoring this video? And the worst way to censor something is with these loud bleeps. Like, just cut the volume if you need to.
Messing up this person's house.
He did that.
Yeah, you messed up these people's house. You did that. Serious?
Yeah, That is the attitude right now. That is the attitude on the streets. Like, no, everyone's just stealing now. What do you mean?
Yeah, what's the problem? Everybody does. Why are you hitting me with your car?
Yeah, right.
Why'd you hit the other guy?
Why are you singling me out?
Well, maybe I'm going to start hitting everyone with my car. This woman should be the manager.
I know. I'm employee of the month, at least.
And then at the end there, he's going, I'm going to press charges on you. You're going to go to jail.
Yeah, right. He has no idea how to do that. As soon as he shows up at the precinct, they're going to be like, actually, we got a few things on you, sir. I don't think that's a good idea.
Nothing has been, there's been no report. The guy, this got out because the dude whose Ring video doorbell this is gave the video to the cops.
Nice.
Yeah,
awesome.
So she didn't call the cops, and apparently he didn't call the cops.
Yeah, we don't need to get the police involved. Let's just take care of this the old-fashioned way.
This is a new segment called the Ring Video Doorbell Presents. I don't know.
This could be a podcast.
Yeah. That's a fun one.
All right, cool.
But look at these people's fucking driveway. Could you, when you get home, you'd be like, what the fuck happened?
Well, it's covered in like potato chips, it looks like.
And nacho cheese.
Yeah,
and
right.
But
I mean, the rain will take care of it.
Yeah, no wonder they checked their doorbell.
Well, yeah, good point. Like, we should probably see what happened here.
Yeah. My driveway is littered with snack foods. So, Carl, let's move on to Naples, Florida, shall we?
Yes.
Or actually, I'm sorry, you know what?
Arkansas?
Let's go to Monticello, Arkansas.
All right.
Police said a man applying to be a police officer had warrants out for his arrest in Georgia, Carl.
This is just what I was talking about. Like, when you are a felon, you don't need to go to the precinct for any reason.
Nope. You just stay away from the police.
Yeah, stay away.
Justin C. Carter, he's 24, applied for a police officer position through email in South Carolina with the Monticello Police Department in Arkansas. Officials said the next day Carter came to Arkansas to verify details for the physical fitness test. After he arrived, that is when Monticello police said that there were some inconsistencies in his physical appearance from his background check. Authorities said that led the police to finding out his real identity and uncovering a nationwide warrant from Georgia. Monticello officers reportedly met with Carter at a school track to complete the fitness test for pre-employment.
So he used a fake name to get a job as a police officer. How did he think that was going to work?
Carl, I feel like at some point in America, someone has done this and made quite a career for themselves.
You think so?
I think
this this guy. This guy's way too... This guy's dumb enough to actually be a cop. They should hire him.
You, sir, have exactly what we're looking for.
Right.
A set of balls and a loose set of morals.
Yes, it's perfect.
According to the department, Carter was able to complete the physical fitness test before immediately being arrested.
Hilarious.
How fun is that? Why don't you do a couple laps for us, buddy? Oh, by the way, put your hands behind your back. Do you think this is kind of like the same logic Trump has, like running for president right now? Like,
good point.
Yeah.
Once I get on the police force,
yeah,
they can't get me now.
Right.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Smart.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
I'm wondering if they had like a sign on their website. It was like, now hiring felons for $200,000 a year. Apply today. Just fell for it.
I wish we had more lolcow traps like that.
Yeah.
Just because the really dumb, dangerous ones might fall for it.
Yeah.
Why not?
They do all the time.
Why not? All right. Either way, he's being sent back to Georgia. Now, Carl, which story do I have on your thing next there?
Florida Nicole Max.
Oh, Nicole Max. This one. This one's a problem.
Yeah.
So she was charged with tampering with evidence and resisting arrest after a violent premeditated first-degree murder of a 79-year-old gentleman named Michael Sarasoli on August 5th. Now,
I'm convinced most people who die in Florida, old people, are from stab wounds. Because every story that we do, I feel like every week, we have a different story of someone murdering the elderly in Florida. Yeah.
Well, they are infuriating.
They are. They're annoying, and there's a lot of them.
Yeah, and I mean...
Take them out one at a time.
You're going to die down there now.
I kind of don't want to retire there now. Maybe I need to sell my house.
Dude.
According to John, my house isn't even that nice because the colors he doesn't like. I swear to God. He goes. My exterior is better than his. I like my colors. Got me again, John.
Does he know which house is yours?
Yes, he's looked it up. He knows all about it. He was giving out all the deets on the show
yesterday. Has he been
there? Oh, I hope not.
Do you think he's walked over to go check it out?
Walked is the right term because he does not own a vehicle.
Okay, he hasn't.
Probably not.
Okay. So this woman.
Yes.
Let me give you the background of what happened. The firefighters were called to a house that was smoldering on fire. The Volusia County Sheriff's Office told Fox News that they had no idea what had happened past the second floor had been set on fire. They put out the fire. The first responders found Cesare laying face down in a blood-splattered room. He had suffered blunt force trauma to the head, stab wounds to the torso.
Probably from the fire.
Of course, from the fire, Carl.
Fire's
old people's skin
real stabby.
Does not hold up to crackling. The dead man... His landlord told police that Max was the other tenant, but the woman was nowhere to be found. Two cell phones were recovered near the 79-year-old's corpse. One belonged to the victim, while the other, which had a bloody knife balanced on top of it, belonged to Max.
Oops. Left my phone at the crime scene. Whoopsie.
I mean, it's not like you're stealing an ATM from a comedy club.
Yeah.
Don't
That's
leave
right.
your cell phone,
That's
stupid.
That's right. I forgot that happened there, too.
Less than 2 hours later, police said they spotted a barefoot Max with blood on her leg and ripped shirt outside a Crystal restaurant, which, by the way, is the worst fast food restaurant on the planet.
Well, I've never been to one.
A Crystal sucks.
What
though.
Is it? Burgers and stuff?
Like the mini little burgers. They're terrible.
Sliders?
Yeah, kind of sliders.
I like sliders.
You won't like Crystals.
What don't you like about it? I've never seen you get upset about a burger before. What's going on?
It's barely a burger, Carl.
It's not enough meat. Is that the problem?
It's not enough
it's
burger.
Too small. These burgers are too small. That's funny.
What do I want to be Andre the Giant? I would come in here and have 5 hamburgers in my hand. That shouldn't be what you're doing. I actually don't
Sounds
know
fun.
What they have. I went through there once when I was down in Florida. I remember hating it. Okay. I don't recall. Fuck them. When they approached, police said she dropped a knife and a hammer at her feet. I'm sorry, their feet. She identifies as they, them, so we have to get that. Max evaded questions about her recent whereabouts, where she lived, first pointing in a direction and saying she lived right over there.
Where do I live? I live over...
She pointed at a pawn shop and was like, I live at the pawn shop over there. That's me. They claimed she had been living on the streets for the last 4 years. So her story changed a bit there. She denied knowing Sarah Soli when detectives showed her his photograph. When pressed, though, police said she conceded that she knew the man but denied seeing him on the day he was murdered.
This is not going well.
You have
the right to remain silent, dummy.
No. I can clear it all up. I'm so into watching police interrogation videos right now.
It's funny.
Man, these people.
They're so stupid.
Don't fucking talk. They ask you questions. Look at them. Give them nothing.
Yeah.
Don't say anything for any reason.
I'd like to talk to my attorney, officer. That's a great question. I'd like to talk to my attorney about that, officer.
I wonder what my attorney thinks about that, officer.
That's a great question.
Come
back to me when my attorney's here, officer.
Listen, they love to pal around with you. They love to make you think that they're your pal.
Mm-hmm.
You are weak and feeble-minded if you fall for it. Do not. Just don't say a fucking word.
Speaking of dummies, back to Max here.
Yep. She then shifted again, telling the police she currently lived with Sarah Soli and was at their home earlier that day.
It went from not knowing who the person is to being roommates and seeing him that morning. Plus, wouldn't you think she'd be a bit alarmed? They're just like, and by the way, the house you live in had burned down and your roommate's dead. She's like, who? What?
Yeah, I know. I mean, oh no.
It's the worst.
They told each police then took Max into custody for questioning. After she was read her Miranda rights, she told detectives that she entered Sarah Soli's bedroom and only set foot on the second floor of the shared apartment to, quote, feed her spiders.
Jesus Christ, this is getting worse and worse and worse.
When asked about the weapon she had dropped, police said that Max became agitated and demanded a lawyer.
Oh, she realizes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good thinking.
Yep.
Police returned later with a warrant to test the woman's bloodied body for DNA evidence. Max then asked for a can of Diet Mountain Dew. And the police obliged her. After all, she's been so helpful to them.
Sure, why not?
She began to procrastinate with the drink, looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Detectives tried to pull the can away from her, but then she began to resist and poured the can of soda all over her body and hair, pulling away officers in attempts to interfere with the possible evidence on her body.
This literally is the script for Idiocracy 2. Diet Mountain Dew is going to get the DNA evidence off of me. Wow, what can it do?
The stock is going through the roof.
Right.
Now.
Yes. Criminals.
Murderers everywhere buying cases of Mountain Dew.
Wouldn't that be terrible? Your spouse comes home, they got a case of Diet Mountain Dew. You're like, listen, I know we've been fighting lately, but can we talk this out? Or,
dude, I could see the commercials now. Killed your wife? Question mark. Do the do.
She's a nag. Put it in the bag.
Do the do. All right. Police that allegedly. Forced a pulling and kicking Max into her police cruiser. She began pouring the can of soda all over her body and hair, pulling it away from the officers and attempts to appear with it. She's being held in the Volusia County Jail. But a recent study from North Carolina State University indicated that sucralose, a component in common artificial sweeteners, including Splenda, which is found in Diet Mountain Dew and other sodas, can break down the genetic material that makes up DNA.
That's the fucking kicker right there. It was the right strategy.
Even an idiot gets right sometimes.
When I got to that part of the article, I was just like, holy shit. This woman knew what she was doing. I had no idea.
Would you care for something to drink? A Diet Mountain Dew, please. If they're going to offer you a drink.
Anything with Splenda, actually. That's just my favorite artificial sweetener, officer.
Could you have a box of packets I could roll around in? rip them all open and
What's funny about this, Vinny, is this whole long article talking about how she tried to destroy the evidence, the DNA evidence with Diet Mountain Dew. This dummy's going to get convicted either way. There's so much evidence. There's no way. Even if they got rid of the blood on her and they couldn't use that in court, she's definitely getting convicted of this. Her phone's at the fucking crime scene.
She left the bloody knife and her cell phone there. She might as well have left a note.
She admitted to being in his room that morning to feed a spider. Like, no. You obviously did it.
What do you mean by Speed the Fighter? Murdered him. She's the worst. All right, Carl, let's head to the UK. This is a bad story. Mm. I gotta say, our military, our fighting boys and girls and men and women.
It's stressful. It's a stressful job.
It's a stressful job, but you have to represent us better when you're going to another country serving there.
That's right.
You have to represent America, sir, and you cannot go around raping 12-year-old autistic girls.
I think that it's the wrong thing to do.
I'm glad we agree on this one, Carl. I wasn't sure if you were going to go with
that. In fact.
Because sometimes, the other day, you were telling me about how much you enjoy.
Nope.
What part am I getting wrong?
In fact, I have a message for this person from the real commander-in-chief.
Stop it.
Did you say the real commander-in-chief?
I did. You like that?
No. It was weird.
Wait, why do you think that's...
Wrong.
Is that what you think?
The real commander-in-chief couldn't get that sentence out.
You are fake news.
Couldn't say that either. John asked me what I thought about politics.
Oh, he asked me that too. But very first time I had a phone conversation with him, he goes, so are you like a lefty or a righty? And I'm thinking like, oh, you mean politics? Yeah. No one ever asks me that.
He started with, I don't know where you stand, but where do you stand?
Yeah.
And I said, I kind of hate them all. And he's like, I said, I detest Donald Trump and I really detest Joe Biden.
I'm like, well, I'm a libertarian, John. You know what that is? I think that confused him. There's only two things. It's got to be one of the two things.
Well, he brought that up. I said, yeah, I know. Carl's retarded.
I know. What a crazy thing to think.
Yeah. Well, a United States Airman, Dennis Rocha, he's 18 years old, was serving over in the UK. And he was talking to a 12-year-old on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. He drove 140 miles from his base in Mindenhall in Suffolk to Wiltshire to go meet this 12-year-old girl. He took her address and took her to a secluded spot where the pair had intercourse in his car.
You know, they try to shame him by saying that he had to drive 140 miles to bang this 12-year-old. It's like, well, what's the appropriate distance to drive to bang a 12-year-old?
How many kilometers is it, dickhead?
But I'm just curious that they make it seem like that's too far to go. Now, if the 12-year-old lived within 30 minutes, I understand, but 140 miles.
Dude, I would have driven 280 for, legal pussy.
Oh, we all would.
Yeah. Yesterday, Swinton County Court heard the sexual activity was consensual and no force was used.
Okay, I doubt that's true because I can't imagine getting a penis into a 12-year-old's vagina takes no force. You know what I mean? There's going to be some force being used for this.
Agreed. At the time, the girl told police she regretted it and felt angry with herself. Her mother said her daughter was diagnosed with autism when she was 4 years old and to this day struggles to cope. She said her daughter has difficulties with communication. She clearly doesn't know how to say no. Won't speak to strangers, can't make eye contact, doesn't socialize with her friends, and can't deal with the mainstream education. So this girl escapes onto an app because she's able to handle it. And then there's a fucking U.S. service member, an 18-year-old that we have stationed overseas.
Yeah.
The fact that he's 18 is the one thing about this that kids are in a fucking chair, man.
What are you about to say? She's 12.
I know.
She's 12 years old.
Okay.
She doesn't even have boobies. She's shaped like a boy.
There's a 6-year difference.
Yeah.
And
yeah, but 6 years.
It's a big 6 years.
A third of his life. Yeah. That 6 years is a third of his life. So that's a little different than just 6 years.
Yeah. I feel dumb for saying that. Never mind.
No, it's okay.
Well, at
I
least
like
he's not 30 is what I'm saying. Like, I could see an 18-year-old not knowing better.
Yeah.
And being like, maybe I get away with this because we're kind of like the same age.
Well, okay. At 18, I was a senior in high school.
Yeah.
You were probably still in high school too at 18, right?
Actually, I graduated just when I turned 18, okay. So I was barely 18.
But a lot of people are 18 years old
yeah.
when they graduate from high school. And I remember thinking, hey, look at that sixth grader. She's hot. Never. That's not even close. 12 is so young at this point. That's not cool.
When I was 19, I was at a party.
Oh, here we go.
And this girl.
Dish.
Was hanging out at this party. My friend, I'm not going to say names in this.
Brian Johnson.
Yeah, it was me and Brian Johnson.
Yep.
We were hanging out, and everybody, we were all underage drinking. Everybody there was underage
drinking. Yeah, I've been to those parties.
And this girl says to me, she's like, oh, my God, I want a pack of cigarettes so bad, but I don't have any cigarettes. And I had just gotten there, and I hadn't started drinking yet. And she was like, would you take me to go get cigarettes? And I was like, fuck yeah. She was really cute.
Yeah.
So I get in the car with her. We drive to a gas station. I just met her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I'm setting up this night. This night is going to be amazing now.
Mm-hmm.
So we go there, and she goes, will you go in and get them for me? And I looked at her, and I go, why? And I found out, because she was 15.
15, okay.
At which point I said, time to turn around.
Wow, Vinny, you didn't
seal
the deal with that one?
No, I bought her the cigarettes. I totally bought her the cigarettes, but I didn't fucking do anything else
okay.
at all. Like, I was fucking done.
I believe you.
But it was so fucking surreal, that moment, when I was like, oh, no. But those titties didn't look 15, Carl.
I'll tell you a fun story.
Please.
I was dating a girl when I was 16. She was 15. And I was in a band at the time. And the singer in my band was 20. And he
must have been a cool guy.
He banged my girlfriend.
Whoa!
Multiple times. 20 and 15. And then he wrote a song about it.
What's the song called?
That I had to play. I just remember.
Carl doesn't know.
I didn't know at the time. I found out later.
Carl doesn't know. Don't tell Carl.
There's a lyric in the song. I remember it vividly. They say I'm too old, but fuck them. I don't care. It doesn't change the way I feel.
What the fuck band is this? What band were you in?
It's called Grimace. It was the name of the band. You were our mascot. But dude, I swear
to God, do you have any recordings of this anywhere?
Oh my gosh, you know what? I probably do. My brother does. If I don't, I probably have that on cassette tape.
Okay, so listen,
I gotta find that.
We gotta play that on this show.
I gotta find that. Holy shit, this is all coming together for me right now.
Carl's pedo band was named after the children's mascot from McDonald's.
Wow,
cool. So you were in a band with a pedo.
Well, it's already fucked up that the lead singer is banging my girlfriend.
Yeah,
that's already fucked up. But then also the fact that. It's a little bit illegal, too.
That's actually why the Isotopes do not have a singer, because Carl hates singers so much.
That might be why.
I'm not putting another pedo in our band. I don't trust him.
That's really funny.
Holy shit, we just learned a lot about you.
Yeah, well, your story just reminded me of that, because...
Oh, I can't wait to tell Stuttering John you were in a band with a pedophile.
Okay.
Did you know that Carl was in a band called Grimace with a known pedophile? And he knew he was a pedophile, too, because he was banging his 15-year-old girlfriend in front of Carl.
It wasn't in front
of me. Because Carl is a cuck.
Hold on. No, everything's changing all of a sudden.
I
got to
tell the truth.
That's not how this went down the whole story.
All right. Moving on. Carl, my next creep. Let's go down to Florida. Stay down there. A Southwest Florida dog groomer is in a lot of trouble.
By the way, I'd hate to have the job title groomer these days. Seems like a bad one.
Yeah. Have we not thought about changing that to a dog stylist?
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a dog groomer. Actually sounds way creepier now in this context.
No shit.
Yeah. I get him to trust me.
You got to start early.
How you doing, little dog?
That's a pretty good Uncle Paul.
How you doing
there? That is the thing about grooming dogs. You got to get them when they're young.
Who's that old guy over there? Uncle Paul, Uncle Paul.
Sure, I'll take you for a walk.
It's pretty good.
Thank you. My wife gets so mad when I do that voice at our
house. I'm not surprised you can nail that one.
You should be startled.
Vinny.
What do you want me to do that voice for your next band audition, Carl?
Vinny.
Welcome to the Isotope Show, everybody. I'm going to read you jokes.
You want to interview the singers, the potential singers for my band?
Oh, I don't want to be anywhere near them. I don't want to have any association.
All right.
He's bringing a whole new generation to the Isotope.
Uncle Paulino.
All of a sudden. Fuck you!
Uncle Paulino!
Fuck you! Fuck you! No, goddammit, I walked into that!
Over there? Uncle
Paulino!
Uncle
Paulino!
No! Uncle
Paulino!
Now he's coming
goddammit! No! That's too fucking funny and good, and it makes me upset.
I can't believe I never thought of that before.
How you doing? Uncle Paulino. It's my new character that I invented.
I love it.
I invented it.
You invented that one?
Yeah.
I got this character. His name is Ship, and he thinks he's really funny, but he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ship Shipperson.
I would love to hear that character.
I'll work it out another time for you.
All right. Well, Carl.
Home run! Oh, sorry.
Fuck, I thought I had something over you with the pedophile singer, and now we got Uncle Paulino. Fuck!
Home run, call me a home run.
Fuck! All right.
Too funny.
A Florida dog groomer posed as a veterinarian has been arrested after he reportedly performed a cesarean section on a chihuahua.
Dog groomers do that now?
No.
Okay, they don't. Say. That seems like going above and beyond. I would applaud this man, like, wow. I thought you were just going to, like, comb the hair or something.
No, he would go around introducing himself as a veterinarian to people.
And he's not.
He's not. See, Osvaldo Sanchez, he's 61 years old. Excuse me, I'm drinking one of these high noons. It's strawberry tequila. Delightful.
It is delightful.
It was arrested Friday and charged with animal abuse and practicing veterinary medicine without a license. According to a news release from the Collier County Sheriff's Office, Sugar, a six-year-old chihuahua, was having difficulty delivering her puppies in May when her owners contacted Sanchez, who had previously introduced himself as a veterinarian to the couple.
That's the weirdest job to pretend you can do, isn't it?
Carl, who's
it
paying?
It seems very stressful.
Who's paying for the house visit for the vet?
So you're saying it's good money. So maybe I should get into it.
It's got to be.
Okay.
These have got to be people with some means. All because. Right. Most people take their vets to the fucking city fucking pound vet or whatever the fuck. Whatever the fucking...
Most people? No, they take them to a nice animal hospital.
Okay, well, I've seen some
the
shitty
city
ones.
City pound vet. That's a horrible name for a veterinary clinic.
Welcome to city pound vet.
Welcome to we put him down.
We put you down.
Welcome to just shoot him already. How's little Fluffy doing? Well, I mean, I think he's okay, but nah. Let's take him in the back and find out.
Well, Sanchez visited the home on May 18th to evaluate Sugar and performed a C-section and spay procedure at their home.
Okay.
In his mobile office.
I hope he brought all the right
tools.
I think
he took the dog out to his van and performed surgery.
Wow.
During the surgery, he removed a stillborn puppy and charged Sugar's owner $600 for the procedure.
Okay.
After the surgery, Sugar got an infection and became ill. She stayed at a licensed veterinary clinic for a week in dire shape. Apparently, the sutures that this guy used are not medical grade, so the dog immediately got infected and died.
I will say he did a better job than I would have done. I mean, he tried. He tried sewing it back up.
I would use a fucking stapler from Staples. Like, I would... The ones that are in the plastic clamshell that you get at the register.
Could you imagine? All he's got is a knife and a staple gun. He's like, oh, yeah, no, I can fix your dog. No, no problem.
It's the fucking worst thing ever. It's horrific. So he's not a licensed veterinary, Carl, but he is a licensed pet groomer, so he's got that going for him. He's in a lot of trouble, though. You're not supposed to do this.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah. Carl, I got one more story before we do a little Pedo Hunter Theater.
Okay.
What do you say we hit this one up?
Sure.
Let's talk about a lonely gal, shall we, Carl?
Ooh, yes.
Rebecca Ruler. I would call her, if you watch the latest episode of Subreddit Surfing, a blobfish.
She's a big gal.
She looks like me in a dress.
Yes.
She ran a respiratory ward during COVID. So as you can imagine, she had a very lonely existence. No physical contact.
COVID was a very stressful time for all of us.
Yeah.
Especially now, her.
Apparently, one of the things she decided to do to pass the time away was collect sick child abuse images and publish sexual articles about children and babies online for other pedophiles to read.
Published articles for pedophiles? Is there like These people are on Substack now? I had no idea.
They're on Thread. Whatever that is, yeah. I don't know what the fuck
No idea they're reading articles about it.
She created 5 obscene articles in an internet chat with 5 pedophiles, which she claims she only wrote to impress a man who she was in an online relationship with.
It is pretty impressive.
You have such a way with your words.
Oh, God.
Now, she got busted. She claims she had mild depression, which was aggravated by her work. And as she saw patients, she had care for dying alone without family or friends on a daily basis. She reacted in a weird way and just, I guess, became a pedophile and started collecting pedophile shit.
You want to tell me after seeing people die alone, you don't need the comfort of watching children get raped? Is that what you're going to tell me now, Vinny?
I don't judge.
Case dismissed. It was a stressful time.
Do not judge.
COVID was stressful.
Yeah. This is the craziest defense I've ever heard. And ladies and gentlemen, you ready for this? Suspended sentence. She got a suspended prison sentence.
Yeah, and she has 180 hours of unpaid work she has to do?
Yeah.
As part of the deal?
Yeah.
That's not going to be great work.
No.
If you employ me at $0 an hour, you're going to get a great effort out of me. I don't want her being my nurse. I want my nurse well-paid and happy.
She got a 12-month sentence suspended for 2 years and ordered her to carry out 180 hours of, I guess, community service.
Weird.
35 days of rehabilitation activities, including one-to-one sex offenders course, and has been made subject to a 5-year sexual harm prevention order and 10 years on the sex offender registry.
Oh, well, that she'll be fine.
Oh, good. Can you believe that shit? She fucking COVID made her into a pedophile in this fucking court. This fucking judge was like, oh, I get it.
Now, I will tell you that I did send a couple of angry letters to Andrew Cuomo when he shut down our state and forced us to not work anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that doing that could turn people into pedophiles. I would have included that in my list of things that was fucked up about it. I'm kind of mad at myself now.
Well, when he runs again, make sure he knows.
I will.
Okay.
I'll definitely let him know.
Carl, you want to watch some fun videos?
Sure.
Let's watch some pedo hunter videos, shall we, folks? Let's do a little pedo hunter theater on our way out today.
Okay.
The first one we're going to start off with is MH1, Carl. And we're going to meet a pedo hunter that we have never met before.
Great.
Named Musa Harris. He's out of Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. He's an African-American gentleman. And I got to tell you, I like his style. He comes up on a 55-year-old white man who thought he was talking to a 13-year-old girl in a park. And I feel like the reactions are a little bit different. Now, this video is pulled from Law and Crime on YouTube.
Oh, that Nancy Grace's thing?
No, it's a different one.
Okay.
They're a great source, but I did pull just small clips from this.
Mm-hmm.
The original video was taken down. I could not find it anywhere. I don't believe that they ever found this guy after this. So this is going to be...
Okay.
I'm trying to not broadcast a lot, but go ahead and start with MH1.
The person he was talking to was me the whole time.
I wasn't talking to anybody. I'm serious. I'm headed to work. I work...
Cut it out. I am the 15-year-old that you're supposed to be meeting right now. I'm that person. I was the one that was talking the whole time.
The alleged predator then, you guessed it, attempts to sprint away.
Okay. Now,
how old is this guy?
55.
Okay.
And do you think he's going to outrun the young African-American gentleman?
Why are they blurring his face?
Because this is the Law and Crime thing version of the feed, so I apologize for that, folks. But trust me, for our purposes, not a problem.
Okay.
Let's keep it moving. Carl, MH2. So there he goes.
Yep.
And here comes our pedo hunter.
You're too slow. You're too slow.
Now he's lapping around him. He's like running around him in circles.
You're too slow.
He's going, you're too slow, Edward. You're too slow.
Oh, is that the word he's
using? Yeah, he is.
Again with the fucking bleeps. So obnoxious. I know.
So I'm laughing already because Gordon Flowers ain't catching up with this guy.
Oh, no, yeah, right. Like,
none of these guys are catching up with this dude. This dude thinks he's going to get away. And this guy is literally running around him in circles as the man is running full speed away.
Yeah.
So awesome.
Running is not the right move. It's funny because no one ever runs from Gordon Flowers. They could.
Right.
They should.
That's what you should do.
Right.
This guy, Musa Harris, you're not going to get away from. But maybe you will. Continue. Keep it going.
Which way are we going? Why are we going this way, bro? You're going towards the river, man. I am not walking towards the river.
Fresh out of escape options, the alleged predator decides to swan dive into the Susquehanna River.
No!
Yes!
No, buddy!
This guy's trying to get away.
That guy's not a police officer.
What, you about to swim all the way across?
That's hilarious.
Dude, this guy figured out the kryptonite. I'm not trying to be stereotypical.
No, you're making good points.
Yeah. He's like, if I jump in the water, this guy is not going to chase me. Now,
What would we call that as a kid? You're like in a safe zone or you're like home base, like when you play tag. Yeah. Like, I'm in the water. You can't get me now. Yeah. You can't get me.
What you got to do is yell Marco and see what happens.
That's right. Now, that's how you get these guys.
The next clip is Musa being interviewed about this particular moment, what was going through his head. But I keep it going. Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. This guy made a bad mistake here. You're about to see. Go ahead.
Oh, he can't swim? What a retard.
Then get your back over here,
what
then,
the
man.
What the fuck was he thinking?
Erisic Saman might have embellished his inability to swim.
Yes, I'm sorry. This is him commenting on it. Go ahead.
Okay.
The way he dove in that in a river, I never seen nobody that can't swim that do a swan dive like that.
True.
If he can't swim, he looked at a lot of movies on formation and everything with diving in the water.
I'm a fan of Musa Harris.
Yeah,
I love
him. No, that's a good point.
So this guy's now in the water, and Moose is like, dude, whatever. He's there kind of by the edge. He's just hanging out in the water being a piece of shit saying he can't swim. And
so wait, is he trying to be a victim now or something? Is
that
what his plan is?
I guess, but go ahead. Keep it going. This is how Musa handles it.
The man then decides to try and make it across the river.
I'm leaving you alone there, bro. I'm out of here. Peace out. Peace out. I'm done. I'm not f***ing with you, man. You want to go all that river. I ain't going in no river. F*** that. I'm out of here. All right? I'm going to go. F*** you.
So what I found out about this case, they have not found this guy.
So he might have drowned in the river.
He might have drowned in the river.
Because you didn't see his head up over the water when
no,
he
just left. This guy literally did just leave. Then the cops showed up about 30 minutes later, and he pointed them in the direction of where they were. The cops and the firefighters came in. They got the guys out on the boats looking for him. They did not find this guy.
Why wouldn't you sit there and film? I don't understand.
I don't know. Understand it either.
Yeah.
It was a bad choice, but this guy got away or he's dead. And I just happened to say, good riddance.
Yeah, it's fine either way.
Yeah, it's fine either way. So Musa Harris, I will be keeping an eye out for. I kind of like
him.
Cool.
All right.
And now I'm going to show you a post that was posted in our subreddit page. And it was taken down off of Reddit, but luckily your buddy Vinny grabbed it really, really quick when it
came
out.
Well done.
Now, I'm going to call this the 54 Seconds of Awesome. This is 54 seconds of a pedophile hunt. I don't know where. It looks a little bit older because there's snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But goddamn, is it entertaining, Carl.
All right.
54 seconds of awesome.
Okay. So what are people in this neighborhood
going
to think?
What's going on?
This man's here to meet a 13-year-old girl.
Right.
So what's happening here is they're talking to this guy. They've been talking to him for a while.
Okay.
And a woman who is just a bystander hears what's going on and comes up and starts commenting. And she decides to get involved. Here we go.
You're here to meet a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Right. Why are you here to meet a 13-year-old girl?
Would you like to tell him? I've told you guys three times.
I'm asking you, how old are you?
I'm 20.
Why are you here to meet a 13-year-old girl?
That's weird, right? I thought she was 16.
No, he didn't.
We got so he knew that she was 16.
Hey, don't hit him.
Bitch, I do what I want to do. Shut the fuck up talking to me, bitch.
Ooh, that's pepper spray.
No.
Pepper spray. Hey,
Jesus. That's what pepper spray is for.
Dude, not even done. This could have been really bad, Carl.
I feel like this woman was molested when she was younger.
I have a feeling,
too. She got very upset about this.
Now, this guy's running for his fucking life into traffic.
Oh, no.
Almost got hit by a truck.
Hey, we gotta go.
They probably can't see.
Hey, she don't play that shit.
That might be my favorite 54 seconds of Pedo Hunter history.
Pretty funny.
Not only did this guy get punched in the face by this woman, she then pepper sprayed.
And the guy's just kind of like, oh, yeah. They caught me.
He was trying to be like, I already told you guys I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, right.
He's trying to play it that way.
Yep.
And she was legitimately not having any
of
it.
Awesome.
So I'm running into a problem. Okay. There is a Gordon Flowers video that, oh my God, I want to show you.
Oh, can we talk about how he was wearing a funky Eskimo?
Absolutely.
Sure, our boy Lorenzo Ariola.
Yes.
Sent him merchandise, and the guy's wearing it on his show now. It's awesome.
He's getting a Creep Off t-shirt very soon.
Please, let's go.
Yes, done and done. I got to get one in tarp size. I might need to get one bigger than me.
Vinny.
He's taller than
Vinny.
Me.
Vinny. He's taller than you.
I think I got to get like my size tall for him.
Okay.
But either way, there's a video that he put out on their locals, which is amazing and shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to pull it, but I cannot pull it. It is unpullable for some reason. I've been trying to figure out how to get it.
Okay, I can give you a tip on that.
Well, usually the software I use gets it, but this time it did not. So I wanted to have that for today. I'm going to continue to work on it.
Okay.
Now I'm going to break the bad news for you, Carl.
Okay.
Our listeners have spoken, and they never do what you want them to do.
I'm not doing Kevin Brennan for Creep Hall of Fame.
You're refusing. Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm refusing, because I'll tell you why.
Why is that?
What has he done that's creep behavior? It would be a horrible episode.
Okay.
I think he's very funny. He was on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
His stand-up's great. I've seen him on multiple TV appearances.
Okay.
He tried to fuck up my thing with Stuttering John. I have my own beef with him, but he's not a creep.
Okay.
I don't even know why he was in the poll for
that.
Well, Chris D'Elia is a fucking creep.
Okay.
Tons of information about him. Documentaries. Right. Started a sex cult. Underage girls. Like, it's not even... Why would you even bring up Kevin Brennan?
Okay. Well, I put out the poll.
Yep.
People nominated him.
Yep.
I believe 20-something people seconded the nomination.
Okay.
So, you know, you got to put him in the poll at that point.
You know what I'm saying, though, right?
I feel like it would be not a great episode.
It wouldn't be a good episode.
I don't know what we would pull. I don't know where we would go.
Plus,
I'm trying to give
the people what they want. I know everyone hates Kevin. I actually had a phone call with a guy who's good friends with Kevin yesterday. Uh-huh. And I was telling him about how, like, all these comics and stuff don't like him. But he also does have friends that I'm friends with. So I'm not looking to start a whole fucking war with the MLC universe.
Why?
Because I don't need to. It wouldn't do anything for me. I'm not that mad at him.
Okay.
I've said my piece about what he did. I'm actually, as I've said many times, I'd like to go back on MLC and talk to him directly about it. But I still think the guy's funny. I still think his show is good.
So here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to put Kevin Brennan in the Hall of Fame. Okay. He's officially in the Hall of Fame.
All right.
But we're not doing an episode.
I don't think we should. Because what would we even do? Talk about Sarah Silverman?
Probably, yeah. Okay. And that'd be boring as fuck.
Okay. Sarah Silverman's very boring.
Kevin Brennan is in the Hall of Fame, getting an episode about Chris D'Elia.
Yes! Now you're talking, Vinny.
You feel better now, Carl?
We all feel better. Chris D'Elia is going to be fun.
Yeah, okay.
It's going to be a fun one.
So do you think we could put
that
together?
And we should get Blind Mike on that.
Okay.
Because Mike has definitely researched the fuck out of Chris D'Elia.
Okay, so let's talk to Blind Mike, and let's see when we get this figured out.
Nice.
Folks, fine. We are going to give you what you want. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame. There you go. Look at how hard that was.
All right.
He's in the Hall of Fame, everybody.
We got the big pink bust of him right in the Hall of Fame there. You guys can come see it.
It's pink, and we're going to put a pink blanket over it when we unveil it. It's going to be amazing.
Yes. Ray DeVito's right next to him.
Sure. Ray DeVito's
perfect.
In, too.
Perfect.
There you go. All right. That has been this week's bonus. We are going to get this out to you quick. Thank you for supporting the show. You guys really are appreciated.
Yes.
Thank you. This show would not survive without you. We're barely holding it together as is.
Yeah. Now that my buddy Vinny is best friends with Stuttering John, we're barely keeping this thing going right now.
Oh, my God. We had no fun at all recording this today.
All right, man.
Bye, everybody. Gagia.
It's more important to be nice.
Yeah. Gagia. Whatever.